It's 35 degrees outside. It's 155 degrees inside. This is Sauna Sessions with Not Hidden. Welcome to episode 2 of Sauna Sessions with Not Hid. It's a beautiful 35 degrees in St. Paul, Minnesota right now. I'm joined by my younger brother, Corey.
What's up?
He lives in St. Paul, so anytime I'm down here and I get a chance to hang with him, I do. We just got back from eating at Mesa Pizza in Dinky Town. I was doing some independent pizza research over there. But yeah, 35 degrees, it felt nice. And then I didn't really do anything else and I came back here. I go back to Fargo tonight. Only mildly excited about that, but I don't have to work tomorrow, so I can just work on making stickers all day.
It is hot in here.
I got water this time, but I'm not going to put any water on me until the thing is done. Corey likes to throw the water a little heavy-handed. It's already 160. We've probably been in here like 10 minutes already, but I kept fumbling around trying to get the right stuff to record him. Try to make sure he doesn't just cook me out of here right away. The thing's got to end at 6 minutes. But one thing I wanted to do is, I guess, talk about the stuff I talked about on the first podcast, but talk about it with my brother, so there's more context to the stuff that was happening. But now I'm kind of trying to remember what I had even spoke about. I didn't listen to the first episode all the way through, so I don't know if you can hear me talking to my grandpa or not midway through it, but I don't think I brought up how my grandpa, our grandpa, is like the funniest dude out there. We just got back from eating pizza, and my grandpa asked us if we were hungry, and we said no, we just ate and told him we had pizza. He goes, "Pizza? What are you guys, a bunch of Italians?" But yeah, he always eats a nasty pizza, which I don't really like, pepperoni, sausage, mushroom. But
where's it from?
He'd always get that from like
not Savoy's, but the
I don't know what it is. The one that's over by the
shoot.
That's private school.
I remember.
Yeah, I can't think of it either. It's not Devani's. I don't know if those are
still. No, it might be Devani's.
Is it?
Yeah, it might be Devani's.
But yeah, it was a classic grandpa joke. What are you guys, a bunch of Italians? Our grandpa's 91, still kicking it. I feel like all the saunas he's taken in his life have led to the longevity of him.
He's got a girlfriend. Just talking to her on the phone.
He said that he just got back from the heart doctor and they had to turn his heart up a little bit, so Corey's like, "Oh, so now you got enough energy for 2 girlfriends," right? And he said, "Oh yeah, suppose so." Then he voiced it how much he dislikes Trump to us for a little bit and hopes he gets put in jail and has to split rock for the road system. And he was talking about how he kept complimenting Amy Klobuchar, which I thought was interesting. I never heard him talk about the...
Well, she's from Minnesota, so I suppose he sees her on the news a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I didn't know she was running for president, even.
I guess.
But I thought her haircut kind of looked like Trump's haircut.
Yeah, Grandpa thought she was a fine-looking gal.
You take her out dancing.
Yeah, what, polka?
Yeah. One thing I never realized until, like, when I was living down here and I'd hang out with Grandpa all the time, he watches polka every day at noon.
Yeah.
But how close polka is to, why can't I think of it? Like, the Mexican...
Salsa?
Not salsa, but, like mariachi music.
Oh, okay.
Like polka sounds so much like it. I feel like they gotta be closely related somehow.
Right.
Man, I'm already hot as shit. I'm drinking a low calorie, no sugar added Body Armor blueberry pomegranate. It's pretty refreshing. Corey's got some other kind of it, but
black elderberry.
I really messed up the last one not having any water down here with me. I was thinking about drinking out of that faucet, but I was like, no, it's kind of dirty. Or it seems dirty. It's probably not dirty at all, but I had to cut that last one short because I got too hot. Which I can't. I should go back and listen to the other one so I'm not just repeating stuff. First, I actually remember what it was I was talking about. On Monday, Mia brought me over here with Mateo. Mia's my sister, Mateo's my nephew. And then we had to hang out with my dad and grandpa before my grandpa went up to Canada to see my other nephew and my brother. But
your dad?
Yeah. But, Dad must have crocked, or not crocked, rocked like 16 do you need a haircut jokes to Mateo while he was here. And they got in a game of cat and mouse with Dad chasing him with clippers and like turning them on. But it's funny to see him get, Mateo get tricked into like tiring himself out because he didn't have school that day. Which I didn't even realize. I was like, wait, why aren't you in school today? Because I knew it was Monday. And he's like, it's Martin Luther King's birthday. And I was like, oh shit, yeah, you're right. Oh my God. And then when we were in Mia's car, Mateo has his toys scattered all over the back, and he had this like little Hummer, and all the wheels were taken off it, so it looked like it had been like stripped in the hood. And I was like, and he's like, you can color that if you want. And I said I would, but he's got to find all three tires because I'm not going to paint some chopped up
right.
Hummer toy, which he couldn't find because he had so much shit scattered all over the place. And then he just kept handing me stuff, telling me I could take it to paint it. And he had a Stretch Armstrong, like a mini Stretch Armstrong toy that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that, and he's like, yeah, you can take that and paint it. And I'm like, well, I'm going to take it from you. I'm not going to paint it either. You're not getting it back. It was in second grade. I did modeling for Target. And it was a Stretch Armstrong. I think it might have been a Steve Irwin Stretch Armstrong, though, if I remember correctly. Mm. Actually, I guess I don't even know if he's around. I think it was that.
Yeah, he's in first.
So I said. Yeah, I didn't know they still made those, but he had a tiny one, so I was like, oh, sick, I'm taking this thing. Except, like, the underwear thing that the toy is on, it's, like, rubbed off on the sides, I think, from being stretched, so it kind of looks like he's just got, like, a giant bush. So, two of my friends that were there at Drop Club last night, they're both from Fargo, but one's working down here. He's actually, for the last month, he's been staying, like, you know, in between the house I grew up in on Smith Street.
Smith and George, yeah.
Yeah.
Corner.
So, he's been staying, like, right in between, like, where you live and where...
Who are you talking about? One of your...
His name is Jesse. He was one of the... I don't think he got the chance to meet him. He was at the other end of the table when, like, oh, Jazz... Jazz and them were at that moment. But yeah, he's staying like pretty close to where you're. I guess closer to Smith than. A lot closer to Smith than you are, but yeah, it's like right in the same neighborhood. Because he said he was like staying in West St. Paul, and I was like, what? Where are you staying in West St. Paul? But then they showed me, and it's like.
West LA?
Yeah. Kind of like the border of it. Corey, he's my younger brother. I have an older brother. We're going to run a ultra marathon in May in California. I don't remember what city it's in. I've been slacking on my running. But while I was down here, I got some cross-country skis and boots, so I'm going to get into shape from cross-country skiing for the low impact. And actually, I got to figure out how to bring those back. I could take them on the train, but it's going to be so annoying. I don't know if I really want to haul all that shit.
Yeah, it sounds like an issue.
And I think I got to pay extra if they're not under a certain
height.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or they're counted as carry-ons unless they're over a certain height. And then you got to pay for them, which I'm not really looking to do. It might be cheaper to just send them up there. I don't know.
Yeah, you just have to look that up.
It wasn't so slushy, I could have tried that out today while you were running.
Yeah. It's crazy because now my dog just stays outside. Like, that's his new thing. He's a husky,
like, so he's built cold.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of friends with huskies, and yeah, they're always just playing around in the snow.
Doesn't even faze them. Like, dude, are you sure you don't want to come inside?
How big is he now?
He's a big boy. He's above average, too. He's like 90 pounds.
Damn. How tall is he?
Pretty tall. He's probably just as tall as you if he stood up. Pretty close.
Damn. At a steady 160. Shit, my heart is racing. Like, I can't even remember now if at the beginning I said, if I was just talking to you or if we were recording already when I said, I'll drink water, whatever this thing is. But then the podcast will end once I need to put water on my body.
Yeah, you said that before.
Okay. Oh yeah, and I said that. I think I said the whole thing already.
It's cooking in here. You can say that.
Yeah, I wonder what the hottest, like, someone's gotten the thing up to. There's, like, sauna championships, I think, in Finland.
Gross.
Yeah, that'd be nuts. So many people would pass out.
I swear you could definitely die from heat stroke. It's gotta be a possibility.
Yeah,
worst case.
Would it be a heat stroke if it was from this?
Maybe your heart would, like, shut down, I don't know.
Like, when I was in high school and cutting weight and being an idiot about it and dehydrating myself, like, there was definitely times where I was, like, seeing stars as I would walk to get out of the sauna, and I just have to, like, lay down for, like, 20 minutes and just do nothing.
20 minutes? See, that happens to me when I get up to
my heart rate it'd be cooled down, but my heart rate would still just be, like, so high. I don't want to move or anything. And that was part of the, also, like, me and Mike seeing who could stay in here the longest.
Oh my gosh. Definitely Mike initiated that, and you're like, oh, I guess we'll compete.
Yeah, I can't beat you up physically, so. I did beat him in a contest of, he was sitting closest to the stove, and he's like, let's see who can put their hand up, keep their hand up. The highest as water was thrown, and since he was closest to the stove, he got the steam right away, so I just burnt his hand right away, and then I dropped mine down. So, that was a nice little bragging right from that, which I still bring up to him anytime he tries talking tough in the sauna.
When did you try and leave tonight?
I think 10. I haven't checked it in a couple days. The good thing with it going back is it's just coming from Chicago, I think, so it rarely gets delayed.
Yeah, I want to go to Chicago.
Me too. I want to take the train down there.
We should do that.
Yeah, it would. It'd be fun. I have friends there. We Uncle John would always talk about going to Chicago. He loves it there.
Yeah. People either love it or hate it. There's no in between.
Yeah, I feel like that too. People are scared of that.
Yeah, they're so strongly biased and they see the news.
Yeah, Dad would say, what are you going down there for, to get shot?
Yeah.
But then I'd use Steven Seagal knowledge to disarm them, break the arm over my shoulder. If I was ever in a street fight, I've always said that would be a move. Someone like goes to throw a punch, I let their arm go past me, and then like I duck underneath their arm, grab their wrist, and then snap the arm over my shoulder. Like if I was in a legit street fight, I'd fight super dirty.
For sure.
Like I'm not trying to have my teeth knocked out, I'm not trying to go unconscious, I'm not trying to.
You can get die very drunk. Easily. You get knocked out, have your head hit the pavement, it could be lights out.
Yeah, or you could just be a different human the rest of your life.
Yeah. Brain trauma.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff's no joke. You hear about the Aaron Hernandez?
A bunch of my friends have been talking about watching it. I haven't watched it. I don't know if I will. I don't know if it interests me that much. Have you watched it?
No. But apparently one thing that's interesting from it is that he has like some of the worst, they scanned his brain. And he has some of the worst CTE they have ever found.
Oh, really?
And he was young. He didn't play for too long.
Like, yeah, wasn't he only like 27 or something?
Yeah, no, yeah. Somewhere around there.
Damn.
And some of the worst they've ever seen. Then he ends up killing a dude, potentially. I don't know. I don't know the full details.
Yeah, how nuts is it that like the pro wrestler Chris Benoit is named the Crippler, and then his move was a flying headbutt, and then he ended up with CTE and did that awful, like, murder-suicide.
Interesting. Yeah, didn't he kill his kid, too?
His kid and his wife.
Yeah. Wasn't he off the roids as well?
I'm not sure about that. Oh, yeah, he was juicing during that whole
time. I think he was juicing off drugs. It's multiple.
Yeah, it's weird that doesn't show more of a warning sign. Like, people are still taking steel chair shots to the head and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, even pro wrestling, like, that stuff's still not good for your body.
Or just hitting your back and your head hitting the mat, like, that doing that over and over.
Right.
I was at the Science Museum yesterday, and there was, like, part of the little body exhibit showed, like, a brain, and you just, like, there's a sports, like, zone or whatever, but they showed what a concussion, like, looks like, so you just, like, move this little diorama of a head with the top of the head cut off, and you can see a brain. Yeah. So you move it back and forth, and you see the brain jiggle. Just, like, showing, like, what your brain actually does inside of your head. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I got to see a brain, a real brain, in psychology class.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it, like, in a jar?
No, she had it out with gloves.
What?
We couldn't touch it, but, yeah, we were right there looking at it.
So she's showing you, like, the lobes and stuff?
Yeah, it was, I think I'm... It was, like, two pieces. It was, like, almost the full brain, both hemispheres.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, a little other part.
Like the shit that attaches to the spine?
Yeah. That stuff. I forgot what it's called. Oh, another funny thing about that, it was, do we know whose brain that is? And they're like, oh, yeah, we don't know.
Really?
Yeah, they don't know whose brain that is.
Wait, so is it just property of the school, or they get brought in?
Well, I think they brought it in, but yeah, it's obviously property of the school.
What color was it? Gray?
It was like a brownish, almost like maybe even like some sort of, like it...
Like it was probably had to have been in formaldehyde.
Yeah, it was in some type of liquid, so who knows if that changed.
You couldn't even like put a glove on and just like poke it?
No, we couldn't touch it while she had it. They used to be able to touch it, but then...
How heavy is it? Or like how heavy is a brain?
I think they're like 4 pounds maybe. Like, you think it would be bigger, but it's not. It's smaller than you think.
Isn't it, like, double fist size?
Yeah, but, like, a lot of people think, like, a brain would be bigger because it's your whole head. But, it's only just the top part, you know what I mean? Because you have your face.
Junk. Is there fluid around your brain? Or is it just, like, meat on your skull?
I'm trying to think. Now, there's definitely some type of protective layer in there somewhere.
We'll have to get this set up in the future, so we'll have, like, say, anatomy books or dictionaries down here, so if we got to, or a computer, set a computer up below the bench.
Multiple things we do not know.
and project right in front of us the images on the computer. Like on the podcast. Dad, like, what the fuck are you guys doing? We're podcasting.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so I don't do any editing on this, and I don't know if I ever will. It seems like a lot of work, and I don't have, like, a functional computer yet. Or I think I could edit on this, but I guess I'll just be fine with the dead air parts or whatever.
It's original.
Yeah. Yeah, who else is podcasting from Asana up there? Actually, I wonder if there is. I should look that up before I...
Oh, you first?
I feel like probably not. There's got to be some Finnish people that do it.
But who watches Finnish podcasts?
I wonder if this is your... It's very anxiety-inducing just not knowing like if my phone is just getting cooked inside of this cup. Once again, the phone is in a washcloth inside of a plastic cup, and then... And as an extra layer of protection today, since we're adding another person, I put one more dry washcloth on top of it. You could throw more water.
Oh, we're gonna be real cooking.
Still at 160.
That's gonna rise. That was a big one. I wish this... That's just a little more comfortable.
The little dots like next to the temps don't necessarily match up. It's weird. It's like staggered or something.
Yeah.
I think we're at 170. Yeah, we're at 170 now.
Apparently, if you take saunas 4 times a week, you decrease, like, for, like, a certain amount of time at a certain temp, you decrease mortality rates all across the board by 60%.
Yeah, so I was talking about with, like, Grandpa, he's got to be as old as he is from all the time he's spent in one. Because I think it just makes your body think it's under, like, attack, so your blood starts pumping out all that good stuff to combat it.
Makes sense, just like wrecking your body on the job and then just take a sauna and decompress.
Yeah, stretching in the sauna is so nice. I hated like stretching before I'd go running in high school, so a lot of times I'd plan runs around like if Dad or Mike were in the sauna, and if, like if I was stiff or whatever, instead of stretching, I'd just go down in the sauna when it was warming up, and then spend like half my amount of time that I would have stretching and then just go running.
Yeah, that'd be so nice. Just go for a run and then hop in a sauna.
I wish it was outside, so then we could jump in
the snow. That'd be a nice way to cool off.
I think you were checking the temp here, like Grandpa was telling me about. Or Sarah called him. Sarah's our sister. And he's like, what are you doing? And he's like, you're at work. What are you doing on the phone? You shouldn't be on the phone. And then the convo ended like within 20 seconds of that. And Grandpa's like, when I was working, we couldn't be on the phone. And he's like, she was on the phone while working. I was like, unbelievable. And he's like, nowadays everyone's on their phone. Like, you can do that in the truck repair shop. And I was like, yeah. Not unless it was like an emergency or something, but then you wouldn't even have to be at work if it was. Or you'd hear an emergency, then you'd most likely just leave. And then he talked about what they used to do in the winter. And he said they'd go on to, in the fall, right, as the lakes and rivers would freeze over, they'd walk and they'd see muskrats swimming underneath the ice. And then they'd hit the top of the ice and, like, it would knock the muskrat out. And then they'd, like, break open the ice, pull it out, and then they send the hide to, I think it was called, like, Chicago Hide Company or something like that. But he said, yeah, they just, like, put it in a brown paper bag, send it to Chicago, and then they'd get a check for, like, $5 a few days or weeks or whatever after that. And that's what they used to do for fun. So that's the stuff they'd use for, like, making fur coats. That's what that company would do. I think he said it's still open today. It's like Chicago Fur Company or Hide Company, I can't remember. But yeah, then we were talking about how, or he was talking about how everyone needed a fur coat back in the day. And then I was talking about how I don't think as many people are wearing fur coats now because everyone's really sensitive about animals.
Right.
Except, like, mink. I think mink coats are still, like, a status symbol. But he was talking about, like, beavers and muskrats and weasels. Like, all that stuff they'd... all that stuff they'd collect the hide of and send it. Send it to that place to get paid. And then he also got a two-person saw when he was, like, 12, I think. And him and his brothers would go in the woods and chop down trees. And then they bring the trees into the paper mill, and then they get paid, like, for the bundles of wood they were bringing. That's what they do for fun.
Different times.
Yeah, it'd be a fun little hustle if we could just go chop trees down right now. Here's 12 bucks a tree, or here's $3 a mouse for...
Right.
The sound and the audio changes right now, it's because now I'm sitting on the lower bench because I got too hot, but I don't want to use water. It's significantly colder down here. The floor is really cold. But now I'm like eye level with the microphone. What else do you have to do today?
Gotta do something with my dog. Get him running or something.
Do you bring him to dog parks, or do you just, like, exercise him in the wild?
Both.
Where's a good dog park down here?
Well, the only one that I know of, but I need to start traveling more outside, but just right underneath the high bridge.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
You should go out to, like, that big golf course in West St. Paul.
Which one?
I
don't think there is one. You're talking about South St. Paul?
Yeah, South St. Paul, that's what I mean. On the other side of the interstate. I think we played there once. We only played like 12 holes or something. It was like 24 holes.
Yeah.
It was one of the best ones in the state. But that'd be a great place to go in the winter with him.
I can't have him off leash, so that's the thing, I wish.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
But he's good at the dog park or going through rows.
So he's good with other dogs.
Yeah.
How old is it now?
He's 8.
What's his name?
Blitz.
He's 8 already?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Great. Crazy.
It's weird. Today. Anything else you want to add, Corey?
It's really hot. That's about it.
Yeah, I'm ready to not be in here. Fuck, I can't get my phone open. My hands are sweaty. I'm trying to unlock my phone. Oh, 29 minutes, that's not bad. There's probably two solid minutes where nothing was said, but that's all right. Oh, we're at 30 flat right now. But all right, that was Sauna Sessions with Not Hid, episode 2 with my younger brother, Corey. Oh, he's my little brother technically, but how tall are you?
6'3", 6'4".
He's 6'3", or 6'4". What are you, 19?
Yeah.
He's 6'3", 6'4", 19 years old. I'm 5'6", so he's not really like my little brother. He's my younger brother. But until next time, peace.